I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. So today we hop into the segment that we've been working on all season, the segment we've been diving into all season, where we go back through the catalog, pick out the most viral, the most controversial videos, and we kind of react to them. We take them apart, put them back together, talk about it. It's fun. Got a couple co-hosts with me today. It's going to be wonderful. If you are listening to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. And also make sure you leave a review. Give us those 5 stars. It really does mean a lot. It really does help a lot. And also, if you would like to join our mailing list, the Linktree link is in the description of this episode. You can click that. You can join our mailing list and get updates on the show, as well as if you go to that link, scroll down to the bottom, you can also put in a story if you would like us to cover one of yours and be on the podcast. Thank you so much for everything, and we're going to hop right into the show. What's up, world? I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. I'm excited because we have a dope show for you planned today. I have with me Sweets, the guest co-host of the day, and we got Sister Harris with us. My girl Britt, she's tuned in, so we got some pretty interesting stories. The first story I'm going to get into, I don't really remember, to be honest with you. But I do remember, because when I went to my TikTok also, that this one got banned from TikTok. So this actually was one of the videos, like I said in the last video, or another podcast, that kind of started the series that kind of got the podcast popular, which is the basically doing a compilation of all the stories that I covered throughout the week. And so this one got banned from TikTok. And so that's the reason why we moved it to the podcast, because, you know, these, and again, banned is a strong word, because you don't really have to do much to get banned from TikTok. You say one, especially if you're black, because they've been trying to get me off the app since I got on there. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to hop into the first one. I'm not going to waste your time. Banned from TikTok. Story's going to be crazy. We're going to hop right into it afterwards. And yeah, I just found out my new girlfriend has been recording us having sex without me knowing, and now she won't delete it. Am I the asshole for wanting to break up with her? First of all, can I just say, if this story had been a woman talking about a man, that he already be in jail, and there'd be a whole lot more people mad about this. I've been going out with this girl for 3 months, so we've been having for a while. A few nights ago, we were going at it, and usually when I'm really into it, I have my eyes closed. Well, at some point, I noticed she grabbed her phone from the nightstand and had the camera pointed down between us. Obviously, I stopped to ask what she was doing. She just says, "It's okay, keep going." Hold on. No, it's not. You were shooting a film here. But I told her, no, she didn't ask if it was okay to record us having. I got up and then tried to move the phone away. She then started asking what the big deal is. The big deal is consent. And I look at her and tell her, you didn't ask me if that was okay. All she said was, it's no big deal, and it's just for her to watch later. And before, she just audio recorded us having or took pics here and there, but this time she wanted to record an entire video. This is the first time I'm hearing about any pics, any recordings, audio or video, and I told her I want her to delete all of it. As you should. She doesn't want to because they are for her to enjoy. But it's like, how do I know she's not sending them to her friends or posting them somewhere? You don't, because you barely even know this woman. I'm pretty mad about this and the fact that she did this without me ever knowing. When I'm having, I feel like I'm in a vulnerable place, as you are, and only want that share between me and the person I'm being intimate with. Am I the asshole when just being paranoid? Hey, this one is absolutely hilarious on multiple levels. The first level is the man not even knowing if it's okay to feel violated. And men, it's completely okay for you to feel violated. It's completely okay for you to feel like you've been wronged in a situation. And you don't, and this is the reason why when men are in abusive relationships or being harassed by their partner, that it either goes on way too long or even never stops or never gets reported or talked about at all, because men don't know if they even have the license to feel like, you know, a woman would probably feel more readily. I don't think a woman would have the exact same issues that he's having with just even knowing if it's okay for him to feel like something bad is happening in this situation. Like, because he's the victim, and he is trying to not, he's not even asking, you know, he is asking about her, but he's also asking if he's in the wrong for even feeling like the victim. No, you are a victim. What she did is completely wrong. She obtained those pictures, videos, and recordings without your consent. And then the funniest part about that is, as he's talking to her, she starts saying, well, look, I got your pictures, the videos, the record. Well, goddamn, you ain't talking about nothing. She mad because you fucking up her media and you didn't know none of this was happening. Like, she don't even want to discuss that with you. And you had no idea that this has been going on the entire time. So, no, you are not wrong for feeling how you feel. You have every right to feel how you feel. More men need to speak up and draw and create boundaries because, you know, part of it is, no, not even part of it, because you didn't even have the opportunity to give her permission. So, no, she crossed boundaries. You have to draw that line. And honestly, I don't think you should be with a woman who would so callously treat you this way and then try to defend it after the fact. Like, I mean, first of all, it's a heinous act in general. But second of all, for her to try to defend it is even worse. And, you know, I appreciate these videos because a lot of times, you know, we know men can be creeps. I'm the first one to say men can be creepy as hell. But I don't feel like women get the same rap. Or even, like, it's understood, like, no, women can be creeps. Women can be just as disgusting, as terrible, as inconsiderate, or, you know, all the bad things that men can be. And it's just that, you know, in these situations, it's a whole lot less likely for a man to speak up and stand up for himself. So, no, stand up for yourself, and definitely don't let anyone, man, woman, nobody treat you that way. You deserve better, you deserve more, and you are a human being, and you deserve to be treated like one. Ladies, feel free to chime in.
I'm starting to realize I have been treating men with too much respect, it seemed like, because these women is taking advantage of these men out here. They out here recording them and say, hey, boo, don't worry about what you talking about. I'm going to record this. This is not a big deal. What? What? I missed the gravy train. I should have been out here disrespecting people because that's what they out here do.
This is disrespectful.
I feel the same way. This is sweet. So I feel like, well, damn, I haven't been doing nearly enough. Taking advantage of my womanhood at all. Been way too kind.
Been way too kind, sis. I think we've been doing it wrong.
Wait, ladies, have either one of y'all, because I feel like this is a conversation that we hear, like, men talk about more. Do either one of y'all, like, have a nude story, like, you know, or have your people that you send news to been pretty respectful?
So, I have a story. It is not mine, so I will be discreet, although I'm directly involved.
Okay.
I had a group chat at one time. It's called Band. And on Band, you can put XXX pictures, videos, whatever the case. It does not have the same restrictions as Facebook. And so I had two members in Band that were seeing each other. And one of the members put up a video of the other. The person who didn't know about it asked for the video to be taken down. The person that put it up refused and really disregarded the other person's feelings, clowned them for being sensitive, blah, 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 blah. And it was on the person who didn't know the video was being posted. They're the one who ended up kind of being blacklisted, shunned, blah, 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 blah. And the way the situation went, it was actually the female that posted up the video of them having sex. And he was so very upset. He was very upset because it wasn't that he was ashamed of anything, but he said when he is intimate with someone, that is private. That's between them. He doesn't air out his business like that. He doesn't share himself in that way, especially having it done without permission. And I ended up having to remove her from the group. No hesitation. Once I found out what was going on, because what she did was she tried to use her female privilege and she came to me first and was like, sweets, he being like this and we got into it a week ago and we da 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 da. So now he tripping because time out. Whatever happened before has absolutely nothing to do with me. And you're trying to use that as a platform for me to be on your side because we're women. And so I'm supposed to understand what you're going through and also be mad at him because how dare this guy not, you know, do whatever it was you wanted him to do, blah, 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 blah. But sis, let's stay on topic here. You posted up a video of y'all together that he did not give you permission to post. And then you refused to remove it. Do you know how much audacity that is, and what would be done to a guy? He would be labeled a sexual predator.
Facts.
He would be labeled a misogynist. He would be labeled, if you got daughters, would you want somebody doing that to your daughters? You, I mean, he would be just dragged for fucking filth, tarred and feathered, lit a fire, all of that. And what I'm finding more and more is that we as women, we are so used to being heard. And I'm not saying that that goes in our favor all the time, but we're used to being heard, and we are used to being empathized and sympathized with because we are women. And it is most often that women are put in volatile situations, especially dealing with sexual behavior, mm-hmm. sexual conduct, sexual misconduct. Mm-hmm. And so when a guy says, hey, I'm not okay with this, the first thing is he too sensitive. Maybe he gay is, you know what I'm saying? Just all mm-hmm. these negative things, except that he is allowed to have feelings. He is allowed to be upset. He is allowed to not like something. He is allowed to be emotional about it. Because mm-hmm. we all say, oh, men not emotionally available. They this, they this, they that. But as soon as they show any emotion, then we give them a reason to go back and hide and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not saying nothing. But then that behavior morphs into physical abuse because they don't know how to talk. Mm-hmm. It turns into irrational behavior because they're not allowed to express. And so I'm not for that. I'm just
well, no, I appreciate that.
I'm just keeping it 100% real.
I appreciate that. And you know, I appreciate you and Brittany, because both of y'all, like, I think men need to hear women say that. Like, it's one thing if I say it and, you know, other men say it, but I think it's such a beautiful thing and so comforting when you hear women. Because I say a lot of the things that men have been speaking up about recently, and just, like, confirming that we're not crazy. Because it'd be sounding like you know, like you can, like, almost...
No, y'all not crazy. You know, y'all, like, not crazy. And mm-hmm. the advice that you gave... about reporting that, I'll do something real personal. And you mentioned a word that's really huge, consent. Mm-hmm. Consent is huge. And it often does not go the same way for guys as it would for women. But let me tell you this. I had a guy, we were having sex, and he paused for a second, and then we started again, but I knew something didn't feel right. So I stopped. He had taken the condom off without my knowledge or permission. Mm-hmm. And I freaked the entire fuck out. I felt violated. I was scared because I didn't know what was going to happen next. And it was a situation that I had never been in before. But I just, when I say I felt completely wrong and completely violated and all of those things, it was infuriating. But then I also think about men who have used condoms, and maybe they threw them in the garbage, but then they got a woman calling them some months later talking about they pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's really fucked up.
Well, you know, and you know, also, you know, and that's a big thing, which that's a new thing. I think it's called stealthing, like when a guy does that.
Stealthing. It's yeah. called stealthing.
But the thing is, and I, look, guys, don't ever do that to a woman. And the reason why, and I'm glad it's being, this is the thing. I think a lot of things happened. And both of y'all should be able to corroborate my story because I think a lot of the people listening to the show is probably younger than us, and they don't know, like, 10 years ago, not even, yeah, 10 years ago, consent wasn't really a thing. Think about it. Like, a nigga never, 10 years ago, a guy that you were sleeping with did not ask you consent before. Y'all was fucking around and y'all did it. Now, you have to explicitly ask that question. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of things, like a lot of things that happen, because a lot of these situations, they don't have, none of these situations happen in a vacuum, right? So a lot of times, you know, you got people in their thoughts, maybe liquor, drugs, it's late at night, the dark, a lot of things. I think a lot of guys, not a lot of guys, but I think that there are a lot of guys who did that and were trying to be trying to take advantage of the situation. And I also think there may have been some guys who simply didn't even know that they were doing something wrong. Because you got to, like, and this is the reason why I be trying to explain to people, you got to take real stock of situations. Like, they don't put these things that we say in real life situations. So, like, if you're having sex with a guy, and let's not now, because now you don't have no excuse. Now, consent is a, like that, like, you had no excuses. You supposed to be asking everything consent before. I don't kiss a woman without consent. I will refuse if I ain't asked her first. It's not a thing. But anyway, so, like, for instance, you could have a guy, let's say a man and a woman are having sex, right? This is 10 years ago, not now. And y'all in the dark, and he pulled a condom off. Now, he may think, now let's say they got like a little bit of light, let's say the TV on, whatever. He probably thought, hey, or it's possible he could think, she just saw me take this condom off, right? I took it off in front of her, so she's probably cool with it. Or she sees what I'm doing. Like, you know, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I didn't do it when she wasn't looking. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm on, we in missionary. I sit up, take the condom off. She probably had her eyes closed, but he couldn't see her eyes closed because it's too goddamn dark. You know what I'm saying? And then let's say,
yeah.
And then also, because this is what I thought about as you were speaking. It's wrong, but I don't even know how wrong men knew it was, because we didn't know, or a man wouldn't know, that you couldn't feel the difference. We don't know how vaginas feel. So if I put my dick in you without a condom, I think you know that I don't have a condom on. There's no way for me to know that you don't have no reference for when a condom is on. Like, you knew subtly, but I'm pretty sure there's plenty of positions and situations where that could have happened and you wouldn't have known, because it's probably something you have to pay attention to. So that's what I'm saying. A man would have, think about that. He would have no clue of your experience. He could genuinely think that you were consenting to this, you know, of course, without necessarily asking, but he could assume that you were consenting to this and then be violating you and have no clue. And I'm not saying that to give any of you niggas an excuse. I'm saying that to point out how things have changed and the reason why you have to ask for consent in these situations. Why? Because there's too many things that could happen, especially too many variables. You need to be fucking clear. You need to know that she knows. Even if you think she knows, double check. Why? Because if the story get told to somebody else, it's not going to be in your favor. And you need to be able to say, nah, bitch, did I ask you if you wanted me to take this motherfucker off? That's there what you need go. To be able to say. So, you know, it's really
and
about...
And old girl recording her boyfriend, this situation, she dead ass wrong. She's wrong.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
She's wrong.
And Brittany brought up before the show started how this isn't the first time we've encountered this. There was a lady and her husband who was recording videos of her and her husband having sex, never told him, and was sending it to her sister, who was masturbating to them. And yeah, so again, women can be creeps too, guys. But in general,
wait, what?
Yes, that was one of the recent ones we covered. Like,
it's okay to express your feelings. I want men to know that, you know, y'all feelings are valid. Let these women know that y'all have feelings and that, you know, y'all gonna stand beside them. Stop. You know what? If you masculine in one area, be masculine in all areas. And masculine is taking control. So take control of your feelings and how you feel about a situation. And don't let nobody punk you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Girl, child, baby, whoever it is, tell them how you feel and stand beside that.
Mm-hmm. Masculine energy is vulnerable. So men, you know, there is no shame in being vulnerable. There's no shame in saying I'm hurt, that this hurt me, and standing up for yourself. And there's no shame in like you don't have to be okay. It's not masculine to take shit on the chin, swallow it, and then bottle it up and become someone's, you know, play toy. No, you have feelings. You should be able to express those feelings. It does not make you any less of a man. And yeah, be feel completely okay with that. And if a woman should ever question your manhood for you expressing yourself in a way that is appropriate, then that is a woman you should not be dealing with. And the quickest way to deal with that, the best way to deal with it, is just remove yourself from that situation, man. Your presence in any situation is a gift. If the person that you're dealing with, and this is just in life in general, if the people that you're dealing with don't respect that, do not empower you, do not edify you, do not add to you, do not make you feel good about being, then you got to get out of there, man. Just remove yourself. It's just that simple. But always be super clear, super honest, and overshare, man. Brutal honesty, like, that's my weapon. My weapon is brutal honesty and brutal, and I just try to be as open as possible, man. I try to be as open as possible and as plain as possible, and I don't try to mince words. But yeah, I think we covered this one pretty good, man. We got another one that I want to hop into. This one also didn't have any, like I told you guys from the beginning, it didn't have any comments because it got deleted. I'm not sure exactly why, but TikTok got its ways. Anyway, this video didn't, I don't think so. So we're going to hop into it and get straight to it. My best friend is cheating on his wife. Am I the asshole for wanting to tell her the truth? Okay, so you just gonna mind somebody else's business. All right. My girlfriend and I were together since high school and came to the same college together. We got married 2 years ago and they got married shortly after us. I think they had always planned to, but ended up doing it sooner because they were expecting. The daughter is almost 2 and she's about 7 or 8 months pregnant with baby number 2. We went for drinks after work and I was telling him how stressful everything is at work with all my projects and deadlines. He responded with, "Every now and then a brother just needs a little release." Okay, who even talks like that? And told me about this woman from work he had been seeing for about 2 months. I think the disapproval was all over my face because he immediately started defending himself and saying that she's just something to play with because him and his wife aren't able to have sex right now because she's very pregnant. He mentioned earlier on that she was having a difficult pregnancy as well and was always sick. Not saying that's a good reason for him cheating. There is no good reason. I'm just putting all the facts out there. I didn't say anything because I try not to get in other married folks' business, but then he suggested that I should try it too, and I said, "Man, do I look like an idiot or a man that wants a divorce?" Facts. Nah, bro, you and your philandering ass can go down alone. After that, he started laughing and we talked about other shit. We went on our separate ways and I thought about it the entire 45-minute drive home. She's a good friend of ours, but she's already in a super vulnerable position and emotional. I don't know if that's the kind of news she would want to hear right now. I swore her to secrecy, but I consulted with my wife and she thinks I should tell her. Ooh, you tripping. That is not, what are you doing? I don't know what is the right move here. Keep my mouth shut or tell her and probably nuke at least 2 relationships in the process. Am I the a-hole? Whew, now this is a tough one. This is a tough one, but I also want to start this off with a statement. Men. I'm gonna be honest with you. The best game I ever got in my entire life is just to stop lying, right? So what do I mean by that? When you talk to a woman in general, tell her what you want. There are women, and this is in general, this ain't even about cheating, this is just in general. There are women who will have sex with you. You don't have to lie to them about wanting a relationship. You can just say, "Hey, I would like to have sex with you." You want to know what happens? They will either say yes or no. If that woman says no, guess what? There's a billion other women that you could ask. You don't have to lie to anybody. So that's just in general. Specifically when it comes to cheating, bad idea. Find someone that wants what you want. If you want to be in a committed relationship, be in a committed relationship. If you want to be able to have sex with multiple women, then tell the women that when you are dating with the women that you are dating. Be honest. You don't have to lie. If you do that, your life will be easy. And I'm telling you, you will be surprised about how many women, if you just tell them the truth and give them the option, will choose to usually do what you want them to do. I'm going to be honest. So I just want to discourage that behavior to the highest level. Masculine energy is not having to lie. The second you lie, that means you're hiding something. What you a man? What the fuck you got to hide? That's how I'm coming every time. Said with some bass in your voice. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you guys cheating. I don't want you lying to women. I want you to be very honest. If you want to date multiple women, say that. If you want to have an open relationship, say that. If you want to date her and you want to fuck women with her, say that. Tell women exactly what you want, what they can expect out of the situation, because you would want the exact same courtesy. And again, guys, I'm telling you, do not. And a lot of times, the reason why we lie is because we are afraid of the answer. Stop being afraid of the answer. That is not masculine. Being afraid, no. Be brave. Tell them, be honest. And you would be surprised how many women are 100% okay with what you want. Now, of course, it's probably going to be a lot that don't want what you want. That's okay, too. Give them the option. But we are not here to trick women. We are not here to finesse people into having sex with us or dealing with this or have relationship. Look, man, I'm going to give you game, but I want you to use the powers for good. And I'm telling you, brutal honesty turns women on. If you don't apologize for who you are, it will turn her on. That's where confidence comes from. And true confidence comes from. And that's what I've learned, that I don't have to apologize for anything. But yeah, live that way. And yeah, that's where I'm at. Ladies, feel free to chime in. I just wanted to make that abundantly clear. But also, hold on, before y'all hop in. Also, this ain't your business. Ain't no, look, I'm going to tell you something. I am not for y'all cheating, but I'm also not for no snitching, and this is not your business, and you may not be ready for the repercussions that comes with breaking up a relationship. You don't know if that woman wants to know. You don't know if she already do know, and maybe she planning something, and you about to fuck her. You don't know. Mind your business, because you may not be ready for the ramifications, because if you tell that man, because it's the thing, people like to think of things in best case scenario. I never do that. If you tell that man's wife that he cheated on her, what do you think could possibly happen? Now, he may quietly get divorced and go on about his life, but if you fucking ruin his marriage, maybe send him into a depression and the man kills himself, or he comes to kill your wife so you can be lonely too. A million things could happen. That's not your business. And maybe if it was a sibling, even though I still think it's your business, or somebody you're related to directly, maybe it could be. But a friend, if you don't stay in your lane, but ladies, feel free to chime in.
Yeah, the part that got me was he asked the man, he told the man, you should try it. How you gonna say that? Was the part that got me. This motherfucker went demon time.
Yeah, he wants a pussy too. So,
maybe you should try it, brother. That was the only part that got me, because like you said, the wife might already know. She's been living with this man and it's her husband. You know your spouse. Mm-hmm. People that be like, I got cheated on and didn't know. You know. Mm-hmm. You know. You might not know who and all the, you know, the logistics detail, or whatever, but you know, you have an idea of when the shit could have happened. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like the man need to mind his business. You know, live his nice life he got with his wife, and you know, just watch how theirs unfold so he could learn from their mistakes, you know. Facts. So I would just say, just mind your business and just be happy that you and your wife had the conversation and she didn't have nothing to tell you and you didn't have nothing to tell her.
Sweets, what you got for us?
Mind your motherfucking business.
Facts.
I'm serious. I saw a video and I read a story once. It's not funny, but this is real. It was a couple fighting. Man and woman fighting, and somebody came to try to help her.
Hold on,
they turned around.
I want to tell you, the moving around you doing, we can hear it. Like when you tapping on stuff and like doing whatever, we can hear that. But go ahead, just start over.
Oh shoot, that was my nails. I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sitting here and my bad. But I heard a story, saw a video, or one or both, I can't remember. But there was a couple fighting, and somebody stopped. Thinking that they were helping the woman, that couple turned around and beat the shit out of that person who called themselves helping. Mm-hmm. You, like you said, people think of things in best case scenario, not understanding that what you think you're doing for good might be worse for everybody. As bad as you might want to save something or let somebody know they're being wronged, in this particular situation, and there are times where people do need to know things, in my opinion, in this particular situation, bruh, mind your business. If you don't like what he's doing in the friendship, stay away from him. You know, distance yourself, but don't go tell that man's wife anything.
Facts.
Yeah, that's a good one. Stay away from him so that way, you know, when the wife or the pregnant lady find out, like, hey, you know, you haven't been talking to such and such lately. You know, you can just be like, you know, I just don't like the way he moving. And you keep it simple, you know, so that way the wife know that her man is moving funny and he losing friends. And, you know, that comes along with when a person is doing something shameful or they should be guilty of. And he ain't even have to say anything. The wife could just put two and two together for herself. Because I know he doing something shady to her if he losing a friend.
Facts. And again, like you said, it's one thing for you to go cheat. You don't go offering to go cheat. Like, I ain't never, I know a lot of people that cheat.
Bro, what was that?
I ain't never
heard. You should do it too?
Like, these bitches ain't shit, man. But also, you know, and it also, look, not to justify his behavior, because again, guys, there's no reason to ever do that. I don't think there is. But You never know what he's going through. You don't know. Maybe she ain't came up no pussy in a year. Like, he may have some
But guess what?
And it still ain't right.
But he might be telling his boy.
We can't go with, yeah, exactly. Go ahead,
He might be telling his boy to go try it too. So now, nigga, you can't say shit. Because you cheating too. Now we both cheating.
And that,
so,
you know, that might have been what he was doing.
Without exposing yourself. I'm telling you, that don't sound like none but game. Like, okay, he started immediately defending himself after he saw the look of disdain on his friend's face. So it's like, well, you know what? He might go tell my wife. It seemed like he not cool with this behavior. You know what, bruh? You should try it too. It's just a release. It's, you know what I mean? She just a plaything. It ain't even that serious. So now you and your boy cheating and can't nobody say nothing about nobody.
And also the bad thing about that was when he asked the friend to do it, it invalidates why he's doing it. Because if we were going to say that he was having sex with the new lady because his wife, you know, was having medical conditions, we could throw that out the window because he telling his homeboy to do it just because it's a release. So he just straight up messed up his whole reason of quote unquote why he chose to do it. He doing it because he want to do it.
No, I 100.
And can I add one more?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I
just
want to
add one more thing. I think it's really fucked up that, okay, his wife is pregnant and she's been sick. Like, bruh, you can't go through that with her. She's pregnant and she's sick. Just like you can't have sex, she can't have it either, with the addition of these other symptoms and situations that she's got going on. And she probably feel guilty that she can't please her husband right now. So instead of you saying, let me go through this with my wife, with my partner, with my better half, with the mother of my children, you gonna go get some other pussy somewhere else because you're inconvenienced by her being sick carrying your child.
Hey, look, guys, y'all gotta eat that one. Facts. She's 100% right. And I think both of you ladies had great points. And the other point of, like you said, if it would be one thing, maybe we could have had a hypothetical situation where we gave him a little credit and maybe he was going to. But like you said, when you offering, nigga, you just having fun. Like, that's what you doing. You doing what you want to do. This ain't got nothing to do with your wife.
He joyriding.
Yeah, you doing what you want. This ain't got nothing to do with your wife. You doing having fun, G. So, definitely. And again, guys, look, be the best version of yourself in every situation because, like, even in that situation, it may be all fun, and I think that's the benefit of time. You know, you don't have to stay the same person, but, like, you know, with that guy, you know, do you think in the moment he may be having fun? And let's say he's 30, right? In the moment he's having fun. When he's 40 and his son is 10 or his daughter is 10 and, you know, he's been married another extra 10 years. Let's say the marriage stayed together. And whether she found out or not, are you going to be happy with the kind of man you were at that point in your life? Will you be ashamed of yourself? Will you, you know what I'm saying? Like, will you look back at that time and be proud of the human being you were, not only to her, but for yourself? And that's something that we have to, and I feel like this, just everybody, I think that's a lot of things. I think that is something that a lot of human beings don't do enough, men and women, is understand, like, will your actions stand the test of time? How will history look back on what you're doing now? How will you look back on what you're doing right now? And I think that you should probably live a life where that by the time it's time for you to head out this bitch and you know, on your deathbed, that you can go out and not have to have the regrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just not have them. You know what I'm saying? Or at least not ones that you could avoid like this. So, yeah, be your best self, and this is not him being his best self, and she deserves better 110%. What he's doing is disgusting. And again, if you're going to cheat, man, that's cool, but we don't need y'all niggas advertising it. What we not doing is doing this shit as a cohesive unit. Black men don't cheat, 2022. What was you about to say, Sweets?
I'm just laughing, but everything you said was correct. Everything you said was correct. That's all I gotta say. Like, it's not cool. And when he does look back and reflect, he won't even be able to say, you know what, I stood by my wife when she was going through this. Mm-hmm. It made us stronger. He ain't even gonna be able to look back and say that to himself and know that he was really a steadfast and committed partner. He ain't even gonna be able to have that reflection for himself, whether anybody else knows it or not. Because he can lie to other people and be like, yeah, me and baby, we went through this. But when it comes down to it, he's gonna know the truth. And if he's any kind of person with any kind of decency, it's gonna eat his ass up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brittany, what you got?
I don't think it's gonna eat him up, because I think this is just who he is, and I think that he just ended up getting a wife and having kids. So I think he really just gonna be okay with it. He might tell his kids.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
You might cheat. Be right.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know what? You might be right.
Hey, you know
damn.
What? You know what? Brittany honestly is telling the truth. Brittany probably the most accurate out of all of us. Don't do that, man. I'm out with the cheating shit. It will work out better if you're open, if you're honest, because you don't want to regret how you treated people. And I tell you guys my testimony all the time. Like, I'm not really proud of, like, I was a man whore, and I feel like I could have had just as much sex, but been way nicer about it. I could have been a nice guy doing that process, and I wasn't. I just want to encourage you to, like, not do that, because I feel like it's very easy, especially in today's dating realm, where, like, I feel like, especially even when I was doing it, women were much nicer. 2022, you know, the women y'all dealing with, they mean as fuck. They think they the guys. They going you the hoe these days. They gonna fuck you and not talk to you no more. So I also think men are, like, responding to that and becoming a little bit more aggressive with how they're not aggressive, but, like, a little bit more mean, or I don't know. When you, I guess, courtesy is thrown out the window on both sides to a certain extent. Like, the way men and women handle each other in this modern age is really kind of disgusting. But I encourage you, even in spite of all of that, men and women, when you deal with the opposite sex or the same sex, to be the best version of yourself, because it is not even for them, it's for you. You deserve that, and I promise you, your outcomes will be much better. And yeah. Period. So that's our show for you today. Thank you for pulling up, and thank you for being a part. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. And also leave those reviews. Give us 5 stars. It means a lot. And also leave a review. I keep saying I'm going to read these reviews. I swear to God I am. I just don't like stopping the show to read them at the end, but I'm going to prepare for next time. I promise. Because you guys always leave such nice ones, and we appreciate it so much. And reading these reviews are sometimes the best part of my day, so thank you so much. But also, if you want to join the mailing list, the link is in the bio of this episode. Well, at least the link is in the description of this episode. It's a Linktree link. You can hit that link, scroll down to the bottom, and you can put your email in, and you can join our email list so that you can get alerts of the show. And also, if you want to send us a story in that you want us to cover, we can do that. But yeah, thank you for being a part. We appreciate it. You are the best family on the internet. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. See you in the next one.